Oh, hi there, stranger. Oh, no, there's no need for you to be afraid. I'm not here to hurt you or steal from you or anything, so please calm down. Look at me. I'm all alone, sitting in nothing but this long coat. What could I possibly do to someone like you? You want to see if I'm hiding anything under my coat? Oh, darling, I'm hiding a lot under this coat. But I plan to show you all of it eventually, so I might as well do it now. You look a little shocked, sweetheart. Now, are you willing to come and listen to me? You can stare at my lingerie all you want. Oh, come on, get a little closer, you. I don't bite. Unless you want me to. Who am I? Well, I am Ladybug, your girlfriend. Well, future girlfriend, to be completely clear. You can pick your jaw up from the floor. Yes, I'm from the future, and no, there's nothing to worry about or screw up. Just trust me. It's all very complicated, and to be honest, I didn't come all this way to give you a lesson in time travel, so don't think about it too much. That wasn't why you were so amazed. Stop it. I am so telling future you that. I'm glad you think I'm way too hot to be your girlfriend, but I must say, you were really selling yourself short, handsome. I knew you'd like my lipstick. I asked Future You about his favourite things about me, and I gotta say, you don't stand a chance, mister. You're gonna catch feelings so fucking hard. Why am I here? Well, I'm here to have some fun with my dear beloved boyfriend before he even knew who I was. Oh, I can tell you all this stuff because all you'll remember in the morning is a super hot dream you had and a vague recollection of getting to have the best sex of your goddamn life. Well, yeah, this is pretty common in the future. And not gonna lie, as soon as we heard we wouldn't really be able to influence the past, time travel became less about problem solving and more about reliving good moments and having fun. Well, time travelers are being monitored by an AI that detects if you are trying to impose physical or mental harm on others, or if someone tries to hurt me in any way. Don't worry, it's all rather sophisticated, so you don't have to worry about getting a little too rough with me and having me disappear on you. Oh, darling, it's okay. I know it's a lot to process. Just take your time. Oh, okay. You're taking your pants off. Jesus Christ. And meanwhile, future you is telling me that I am insatiable. Well, yeah, I did just travel back in time just to fuck you, so I guess that's fair. God, I love how hard you always get for me. You know, you're allowed to look at me. I keep seeing you avert your eyes whenever you take a quick little peek at my perky tits in this slutty lingerie. I'm your girlfriend, remember? I want you to look at my body. That's better. I love having your eyes on me. Do you want me to press my tits together? I know how much you like my tits, silly. I know basically everything about you. Like how much you like it when I kiss your neck, and how much you enjoy it when I take your hands and guide them to my big spankable ass. Yeah? Look me in the eyes, darling. smack your slutty girlfriend's ass. So good. Thank you, baby. Now, are you ready for the real thing? Getting your cock sucked dry by the future love of your life? Oh, you're so sweet. Of course you don't have to use a condom. I am your girlfriend after all. I love having my hands on your cock. I bet you want these pretty little lips wrapped around the base of your cock, don't you? Then grab my head and make me. Go ahead. Don't be scared. You're so gentle. I can take a lot more than this, you know. Don't be afraid of hurting me. I can take it. Trust me. Here, I'll take your cock all the way down my throat and use my tongue to lick your balls at the same time. That way, I'll be sure you won't be overthinking things. Just focus on the pleasure, sweetie. I bet you liked that. You want to do it again? Okay, you'll have to push my head down this time, okay? Holy fuck, that was a big load. And thick too, I barely got it done in one go. Oh no, baby, you don't have to feel bad for coming. I loved it. I wouldn't give you the best blowjob of your life if I didn't want you to come now, would I? That would be cruel. Do you think I'm cruel? I didn't think so. So, there's no need for you to worry. Oh, fuck. You're hot again. Did kissing me really get you that excited? God, I love you so much. Do you want me to get out of this pesky lingerie so you can see your future girlfriend in all her glory? Ta-da! What do you think? Speechless, huh? Well, how about you show me what you think instead? I'll just lie down and spread my legs all the way open, like this. Oh, I didn't mention I was this flexible, huh? Well, you can bend my body however you like and I'll just take it like a good little slut should. But for now, just get on top of me and dick me down as good as you can. Don't be shy. Come fuck your pretty future girlfriend. Oh, fuck. Oh, ah, oh, there you go. Oh, Oh, good boy. Yeah. You're such a good listener. I always love that about you. Don't worry about coming early, okay? Just do whatever makes you feel good and I'll enjoy myself. Yeah. I'm just gonna rub my clit whilst you fuck me. Yes, of course you can touch my tits. It's really sweet that you asked, but my body is yours. Feel free to grab, squeeze, and spank any part of me you like. Oh my god, your mouth feels really good on my nipples. You can suck a little harder. Oh, yeah, that's better. Keep doing that. Can you feel my nails digging into your back? Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, you're fucking mine. Oh, fuck me. Like I deserve to get fucked, baby. Oh, pound me as hard as you can. Fuck. I'm close. Just hold on a little longer. Yeah, don't come yet. Riz is coming into my tight hot pussy that's squeezing around your throbbing cock, okay? Yeah, just a little longer. Oh, fuck, you're doing so well. Yes, 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 yes. I'm so fucking close. Don't change anything. Go faster. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, God. You're gonna make me come. You're gonna make your girlfriend for the future come on your fucking cock. You're gonna make me come so fucking hard. Keep fucking me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes, you can come inside me. Fill me up. Give me a thick fucking cream pie. Oh fuck, that's the stuff. Oh fuck, yeah. Yeah. Just lie down next to me. You're probably exhausted. And when you wake up, I'll probably be gone. And you won't remember me. But I absolutely loved it. Why did I visit you? Well, I knew you were going to start asking questions at some point. You see, I kept most of the future stuff pretty vague because I didn't want you to get upset. I am from the future, but I didn't travel back in time in the way that you think I did. I did not use a time machine or anything like that. Time travel doesn't really exist. I just didn't want you to start asking too many questions. I came to you through the memories of my boyfriend. He has temporarily uploaded parts of his memory, which I can experience in a way like you can experience games in virtual reality. Although it's much more complex and realistic than the VR from your time, of course. I just wanted to see you. I've been going back in time like this quite a few times now, visiting several past versions of you, from your 18th birthday all the way to when we got together. Look, future you is very sick. I don't want to overwhelm you with the details, but there's not much hope. And you didn't want me to remember you the way he is, or I guess the way you are right now. So typical of him, of you, He just wants me to be happy, to revisit good memories of him and I, and to make a few of our fantasies come true, like visiting a version of him, or I guess you again. Sorry, this is all still very confusing to me. I wanted to fulfill my fantasy of being with you before we even knew each other. I wanted to see how different it would be. But every memory, new or old, fantasy or reality, every memory with you is always sheer perfection. And he didn't want me to be obsessed with him after he died. He didn't want to upload his memories because he knew that I would spend every single moment of my life reliving these amazing moments over and over. So this is my last chance to make all these fantasies of mine come true. And my last chance to be with you. Even though you're not real, it felt real to me. And I'm guessing it felt real for you too, judging from the confusion and shock in your eyes. Of course, I will continue having real experiences with the real you until the very last moment, but to my mind, this was as real as sitting next to your bed in the hospital. Seeing you smile and enjoy yourself like that. There's not a thing or a person in the world that could convince me that something so magical is fake. And don't worry, darling, I will continue fighting for you and being there for you until the very end. But for now, I hope you're willing to sit here with me in this simulation and just pretend with me that everything is all right. I really need that right now. I love you. Now and always.